Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just click the link in the show description to support now.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
One size fits all seemed like a good idea for clothes.
Nice dress. It's a t-shirt.
Until you tried it on. Same goes for your healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers a variety of flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. So whether you're between jobs, coming off a parent's plan, or even missed open enrollment, you can find the plan that fits you best. Find out more about United Healthcare coverage at uh1.com. That's uh1.com.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. JD Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For JD Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hey everyone, Alexi Talander here, and welcome to our bonus content as we work on putting Ostium Season 6 together. We're continuing with our Behind the Ostium series as we go in-depth with the making and discussion of how each episode of Ostium came to be, as well as much more. I am joined by Dwayne Farver, a big fan of the show and creator of the spin-off podcast Manifestations. If you enjoy the Behind the Ostium series, you can get full access to over 50 episodes right now by supporting Team Ostium on Patreon at patreon.com/ostiumpodcast. You'll also get access to a bunch of other bonus content on there too. Once again, that's patreon.com/ostiumpodcast. We'll continue working on getting Ostium Season 6 ready for release in 2022, but for now, sit back and enjoy another episode of Behind the Ostium. Welcome to another Behind the Ostium. And I had this idea that before we kicked into covering Ostium Season 4, I wanted to do a little episode on script formatting and kind of how my script formatting has changed over the seasons of Ostium. And I've got Dwayne with me, of course, here from Behind the Ostium. Say hi, Dwayne.
Hello.
And so to kind of get his viewpoint too and kind of his input with how he's been working with manifestations and anything that might have changed with him. It all kind of started with actually the podcast creator guy, Evo Terror, who's been working in podcasting for over 20 years. And he has a great podcast called Podcast Pontifications. And if you're any sort of want to be podcast, looking to get into podcasting, or just want to know podcasting news, it's a fantastic show that he releases an episode Monday through Thursday every day. And they're always under 10 minutes, but it's always something very useful and knowledgeable about podcasting that's just fascinating. So he had a little thing about talking about audio fiction and writing in that, and how they're different to audiobooks and writing with books. And then in my last Writing Walks episode, I kind of started talking a bit about this in writing, and it made me want to do a little more into it, hence this Behind the Ostium about script format. So as everyone pretty much knows, I came from a direct writer's background into podcasting, not the screenwriting angle, but the narrative fiction writing angle. And so definitely to start off with, I was doing a lot of, because I have an ongoing narration, a lot of descriptive terms for what was going on, adding details that you might have been able to get across possibly through sound design or interaction with characters and things like that. And it's one of those things that the more I wrote in Ostium, the more characters I also added, the more I kind of cut away from having too much of that kind of unnecessary words for the characters to say in describing things, and just kind of let either the scene sit for itself with sound design or with how the characters were interacting with each other and the reactions they would have that the listener would expect they would have without actually having to describe it. And it just kind of evolved over time through each season as I was writing more and more and kind of developing and kind of honing my kind of skills in podcast writing that I feel now, especially in this latest season, season six, which I'm working on, it's become this whole different model of way more info in there about what the sound design is, what the emotions are for the characters, and really just letting them more act out the scene and get into the scene as opposed to describing as much of what is going on. It really kind of boils down to the fundamental writing rule, which is show, don't tell. where you really want the characters and the story to kind of reveal what's happening instead of actually just describing everything that's happening. So Dwayne, when you came into working on manifestations, I mean, I think you came kind of a similar way too with your writing. I mean, it was kind of your first start into writing, but it was again, a narrative fiction kind of story writing angle and not the screenwriting. So were you able to pick up any of this? Does anything ring any bells with you?
No, actually it does. So the first story that I wrote, which turns into episode 4 of Manifestations, when my character goes to Centralia, that was written first. And I was doing a lot of the exposition type writing, where the character's just saying what they see and hear what's going on around them. And that progressed. I was doing a lot of that until I got to adding another character. When another character had lines, I'm like, right. Oh yeah, that's not going to work. it was a very natural change. Mm-hmm. And once I started rewriting a scene where right. it wasn't mm-hmm. just the character, my main character, going through what they were doing, but interacting now, mm-hmm. and I was adding another voice, I just put in, okay, here's the other voice and what do I want it to say? And then I don't know if it was instinctively or I knew someone else was going to be reading it. I wasn't going to mm-hmm. be reading it. So I just gave them very small in the middle of the sentence. Like I just put it in parentheses and I explained to them yep. when I gave it to them, this is just a direction of how I want you to read the line, you know, and it's no secret, no spoiler. It was Quilla, the AI.
What?
So it's a computer. But it's not a strict emotionless computer. So I wanted Quilla to have some emotion, some feeling, like a little bit of a dry sense of humor, but not overly, I didn't want it to feel overly human. Yeah. I still wanted it to feel like a computer.
I'm trying to remember, didn't we also, because I remember us originally talking about this, didn't you also try looking for like online computer voices to use for the character before you actually cast a person?
No, I that's something I'm actually using in season two.
Okay, so that's what it was. Okay, I'm confused. That's all. Okay.
No, that's okay. So when I start, that's good lead in. So when I started writing season two, and season two is a big change. So I'm adding in a lot of new characters, one major new character, and then some bits and pieces characters, and a very little of me actually reading Alan from Manifestation. So I needed to do more of that. So the very first script that I sent out to the person who's reading, and I already released that it's Karen Heimdall reading, I got some feedback, and putting in those parentheses and the, you know, here's the direction of how you read it was for an actual voice actor hard to see them and read the sentence or the paragraph and make it flow. So I'm like, all right, so I need to give them the direction, but I need to make it not interrupt the
actual flow, the acting
flow. So that's where I basically built my own new design of a script, so that it's got two columns,
which I might be totally stealing.
That's fine. But I basically broke it up into the left quarter is where I put all of my direction, and the body is in the main three quarters of the page. And when it's not a person, when it's a sound design or a music cue, I put that in the body. That doesn't need to go in with the audio or the voice direction. But
you can just use some color coding too, right?
Yes, like all of the sound design, I put the word SFX for sound effects, and then whatever the sound effect is, and I made that purple. All of the dialogue is black. Some of the music is shade. It's got a shaded background orange so that it stands out.
And what's the significance of those colors? What do they mean to you?
I wanted, honestly, they do have a meaning.
Good.
I wanted them to stand out. So the direction is in blue and it's in a shaded box off to the left so that it doesn't, that it stands out and kind of blends into the background as you're reading down the column of with the actual dialogue. And then I wanted the sound effects to stand out as something I can ignore. As someone's going down and reading, they're like, that's a sound I can ignore. And then they get to a block where there's music. Again, it's something very, does orange mean something? No, I just picked colors that weren't going to blend in. I didn't want to pick an orange and a red, let's say. Right. So I picked orange. I have a light yellow where I put in like you would see on a standard screenwriter's script where I have like interior house, whatever. Just so I can set that for myself or whoever is doing the sound design.
That makes sense, because if it was something that, I mean, I feel like if I saw bright red in any way, it'd be more alarming and grabbing your attention as you're trying to read through it. So that's why it's kind of good you pick less, you know, standout-ish colors, but still they make it different.
Exactly. And as far as
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs.
Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number smart beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
The secret to summer-ready skin is here. Osea's number one best-selling Andaria Algae Body Oil, clinically proven to instantly improve skin elasticity and transform dry skin to silky, soft, and unbelievably glowing. Its signature scent of freshly squeezed grapefruit, cypress, and mango mandarin transports you to sun-kissed summer days. Get healthy, glowing skin for summer with clean, vegan skincare from Osea. Get 10% off your first order site-wide with code GLOW at OseaMalibu.com.
Hey marketers, advertisers, and business owners. Find yourself chatting up the same audience in the same places, using the same old lines? Maybe it's time to podcast the net further to catch your next customer. With Acast, there's plenty of fish in the sea with more than 100,000 podcasts and millions of listeners. So there's a perfect match for every business. Use our ad platform to cast your net, then narrow down using targeting such as demographic, show categories, audience segments, and more. Find your match, then reel them in. Advertise on more than 100,000 podcasts with Acast. Head to go.acast.com/closer to get started.
Actually putting enough words in a sentence or in a paragraph so that it's worthwhile reading, mm-hmm. and editing back so that it's not a half a page for a voice actor to read. That's another thing I've just learned. So, and it goes to the actual sound design, I guess it would be sound design or editing when you take the different actors to try to put them together into a scene. Mm-hmm. You don't want a huge block of audio from one person that they've maybe read three times and you need to pick the best one. So I'm like, all right, give them a sentence or two. And then another paragraph. So they can read a sentence or two, three times in a row, go down to the next sentence or two, three times in a row. Yeah. And that was just, you know, and it mainly was something I noticed as I was reading my own lines for season two. I'm like, why did I make this so long? I can't get through it without taking three or four breaths. So I'm like, all right, time to edit that going forward.
I have definitely run into that problem with Dave as well on Steve. Yep. You're like, wow. Okay. I got to change a few words here. Too much talking and no breathing. it's very good to hear this from you and really good input, I feel, too, that you've kind of developed really fast, a long way. And I'm definitely going to take some notes from this and learn from it. I feel, again, when you were talking about different drafts, I do feel usually for a start of a season, the first few episodes will have 2 to 3 drafts, and then I'll kind of get into the flow of the season. And then from then on, it'll be 1 or 2 drafts for each, at least 2 drafts for each episode. But it's definitely as I go through that next draft or two, that's when I start cutting that stuff out, editing it in a way so there's more script friendly for the voice actor, and then more fits better for the show on the podcast and in this more, you know, audio fiction style format. So what did Karen say? Did she like the new format, by the way?
Yeah, I asked everyone that I gave it to, because I like I said, I have a bunch of people coming in to read some small roles, and I wanted feedback. How was it working with me, number one? How was it using the script? What did you like? What didn't you like? And I think it was her that she said that it was great. It gave her all of the information she needed. And she didn't really have, because I told her, I'm like, come to me with any questions. I said, if you see something that I'm asking your character to say, and it's a tongue twister, you know, I may not in my mind think it's going to be hard to say, but as you're saying it, let me know. Rewrites are fine. But she didn't, there was only one thing that she stumbled over, and I forget what she called them. I think she called them trolls. And I thought maybe a very Swedish thing. I'm not sure. But it wasn't anything I had written. It was just the way it was flowing. She just kept stumbling over a word.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
And she said there were trolls in the script.
That's awesome. Like, it's like, funny, yeah, Swedish expression or something. Yeah. little like hurdles or speed bumps or pitfalls. And I realize now too, I meant to, because you gave me a sample page of this awesome looking script format, which I totally meant to attach for our pod manifest behind the Manifestations podcast series, but I totally forgot to do that. So I will be sure to attach that page for this recording when we release it of Behind the Ostium, and then people can get to see what this wonderful format looks like. Maybe we should make a little video of this or how you put it all together too, and you can release it to any would-be podcasters to use, because it sounds very helpful and kind of cuts out a ton of work that you have to kind of go through to get to this point, you know, if you have it already.
I think that I would be happy to do that, but I just think it's very me. Mm-hmm. I will say that it makes sense to me. I wouldn't want to force anyone else to try to use
it. Well, it could just be an example. Or would you rather, you know, trademark it and sell it? We could do that, I guess.
That'd be great. But no, it's I stole a lot of it. So I didn't really. No, I you know, it's very simple to mm-hmm. Google what a screenplay should look like. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, all right, so this makes sense. All right. So, because that always throws me why things are indented on screenplays mm-hmm. And the formatting. Because it just seems very wasteful, mm-hmm. The pages. But and then once I read why, you know, where a page should be about a minute of screen time. So I'm like, all right, it makes sense. It just seems very wasteful.
It's because they just want to waste more paper. So the script looks thicker, you know. They're jealous of regular writers that write big books, you see, and that's why.
Got to have something hefty to sign and sell on eBay.
Yeah, when you sneak it out of the filming room. Yeah. Well, I think that about does it for our little script format episode. Hope this was informative to you. It was definitely informative to me, and I hope you got something out of it. And stay tuned. We'll be continuing our Behind the Ostium series now with season 4 of Ostium coming shortly.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hi everyone, Steve here from the Ostium Network. To pass the time here at the Ostium Network while I'm waiting for Jake and Mum to come back, I've been immersing myself in audio dramas. One podcast I've been really enjoying recently is The Sleep-Wake Cycle. It's this great blend of supernatural horror and dark fantasy, even with a bit of noir thrown in. The neurodivergent Stroud twins were born during the Night Plague of 1983, and after a lifetime apart have been finally reunited. As reclamation agents, it's their job to restore the country to its former glory by getting it back from the kings and queens below the world. This show runs the gamut from paranormal investigation to outright cosmic horror. Right, so that's The Sleep-Wake Cycle, which you can find wherever you listen to your podcasts, or just check out rustyquill.com for more information.
Hey marketers, advertisers, and business owners. Find yourself chatting up the same audience in the same places, using the same old lines? maybe it's time to podcast the net further to catch your next customer. With Acast, there's plenty of fish in the sea with more than 100,000 podcasts and millions of listeners. So there's a perfect match for every business. Use our ad platform to cast your net, then narrow down using targeting such as demographic, show categories, audience segments, and more. Find your match, then reel them in. Advertise on more than 100,000 podcasts with Acast. Head to go.acast.com/closer to get started.